Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being on my program called Rise. And this is where we give you hope, guidance, wisdom, and knowledge when real life happens in the family. And we often discuss unspoken issues. And that is what I love about my program. We can just let loose here and anything that affects the family. And we know that we are living in times where families are being so affected by so many things that are happening towards the end of the year. We're tired and we're stretched. But we need to know that God is in control at all times. And I have a power team in the studio with us this afternoon. And we have Anton Smith, and he is an apostolic and marketplace leader in Cape Town that impacts the kingdom of God together with his wife, Kari, through their ministry, Kingdom GPS. And they're here in the northern suburbs. They're an apostolic and prophetic church with a strong marketplace relevance. And, you know, we so often compartmentalize our lives. Hey, we are family. We're family of God, but we're not the same person in the marketplace. So they just merged. They know how to put that together, that we actually function fully and complete in the marketplace as well. Anton carries a dual mantle for ministry and the marketplace and impacts different spheres of society, especially through the door of hospitality and education. Anton is also a qualified lawyer with a heart to impact and grow other marketplace leaders in their core. And they are international. They are backwards and forwards to different countries where they have an impact and called out to go and educate in the marketplace as well. And Anton is used by God to transform families and regions by setting the bride of Christ free from captivity through deliverance and teaching of the word. And this is what I love about them. They are word-based. Their wisdom and knowledge come straight from the word, and Holy Spirit just executes it through them. Anton carries a governmental authority over land and ministers and teachers around the world, giving clear and direct impact and input to leaders, churches, and ministries, equipping the body of Christ to better hear from God and to apply the revelation to transform lives, communities, cities, and nations. And then he's got his partner that comes alongside him, totally prophetic, alongside him. And Kari is a prophetic voice and marketplace leader in Cape Town that impacts the kingdom of God together. They are a power team together. And in their ministry called Kingdom GPS, an apostolic prophetic church with strong marketplace relevance, Kari is used by God in the office of the prophet to bring transformation in families, regions, by setting the bride of Christ free through the prophetic and teaching the word of the word. Kari operates with territorial authority, ministers, and teachers also around the world with Anton, giving clear and direct prophetic input to leaders, churches, and ministries, equipping the body of Christ to better hear. And that is so important, that we can hear from God and to apply the revelation to transform lives. Kari carries a dual mantle for the ministry and the marketplace as an entrepreneur and impacts different spheres of society through the door of hospitality and education. But there's something very special about Kari as well. She's joined to fight against systemic poverty when she started Touching Lives, a non-profit organization in 2004 that provides food and other supplies to orphanages in impoverished areas in and around Cape Town. So that is her hidden gifting as well, of just meeting the needs of those that are really needing the help that they need. So, you know, we're gonna take a music break, because I really don't want us to hinder the process for this, because it's going to be powerful. How do we equip the body of Christ for 2024? And what is God's word for us in this new season that we're stepping into? I know we have New Year's resolutions and that, but there's a specific mandate and gift that that God is giving us for 2024, and that is His Word and His Spirit. Praise the Lord for that. But we're going to take a music break, and we're going to join Anton and Corey straight after this.
Rise on Cape Orbit.
Well, guys, it is. We are heading for 2025, and we are really needing to rise up, put some joy on. This is a time that we can really be truly expectant for the Word and Holy Spirit and His Spirit to come and help us get through into the new year with excitement. And so welcome to have you in the studio with us, Anton and Corey Smith from GPS, Kingdom GPS. They are just the most, I'm just saying, an instinct couple that God is using mightily for us as encouragement to give and serve us, for us to really step into what God has ordained for us to step into, that we need to come up out of the circumstances and what we see and into what He's got purposed and planned with peace. You know, I just loved with the previous sessions that we had is that there should be peace in these times, that it's okay. It's okay. Whatever's happening is meant to happen. But who are we going to be in these times, and how do we navigate and govern ourselves in the perilous times and unprecedented times that we're living in? So Anton, you have just got so much to share with us. Please share.
Brunette, I think a lot of people are thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I felt in this season my foundation is falling out. You know, like the saying, Afrikaans, tis nie vloer nie politoer.
Yes.
And you know, a lot of people saying, oh Jesus, take the wheel, you know, I'm gonna make it next year, you know. And you know, this is where hope deferred comes from. That prophet says it makes your heart sick. Is what you hoped for is always seemed to be deferred to a next season. And that really makes you discouraged, because you trust, you know, and the Lord says never, never, ever lose your hope for deliverance. But, you know, every year you think, oh, this is my year. And then it seems to be deferred to a next season. And that can really make us discouraged and make us lose the edge of our faith and our spiritual energy and our confidence in God, because it's a hard journey. And I thought, we have preached last night about Noah that had to build and wait 120 years in the midst of extreme difficulty and mocking and people challenging you and just waiting, you know. And it's not easy sometimes, but there is an appointed time, the Bible says, for God's word to come forth in your life. And there's a time that God acts, a Kairos time, and this is the season where God acts on a macro level in the kingdom of God. This is a season set for everybody to step into that higher place, because we are in the kingdom age, which is a time of kingdom rule, where God says, now it's my time to rule and to reign on the earth. And that's why there's such a lot of shaking. And I said in the previous program, you know, we actually, there's no blueprint for our future, our personal futures, you know, because God meant it. He wants us to press into Him personally, build our intimacy with Him, and get Him to get to know Him like in the old days, you know, when we moved out of Egypt, as a covenant-keeping God. And God wants you and Him to experience just you and Him. It must be, that's why He stripped, allowed a lot of crutches to be, you know, to be removed, a lot of nest eggs to be gone, relationships to be gone, all those things that you are, you know, that were sort of idols and that you were leaning on and trusting on, those things have been removed over time. And at the end, a lot of people can agree with me, it's only you and God left. And you have not trust. It's the only thing you can hold on to, that's stable. And God meant for it to happen, because He wants that intimacy and that closeness to you, that strength and that stability, that you'll be in the secret place where you're really at peace. And you'll be at the rest. And God says, the only thing you have to labor now is to get into my rest.
Sure.
Which is a spiritual posture. That you are rooted in faith, giving your burdens daily to Him,
precious.
Because He cares for you, and that will give you stability. And in the midst of shaking around you in the world, people are going to be shaken, and we as believers can't be shaken with the rest of the world. We need to be those oaks of righteousness being planted in Jesus Christ with our roots deep down, so that we can be stable for those that are unstable around us. We as believers can't be unstable and have meltdowns and cry, because how do we look for the world? So we need to shape up and get our life ready and be strong.
And in peace.
In peace. So we can, people can ask us, what do you have? What's going on? You know, what is your secret? Why are you so at peace in the midst of the shaking? And what I wanted to say, although there's no personal blueprints for us in terms of our future, God wants us to walk this covenant road with Him with radical faith. But God has given us His biblical calendar. where every new Hebrew year and month on his calendar gives us prophetic keys of God's redemptive plan for that time, and also what we can expect from God. So in the midst of, oh God, you know, I just walk every day by faith, and, you know, what is the blueprint? God has given us that timetable in the Bible, a prophetic timetable. You know, we don't follow the rituals and stuff like in the Old Testament, but there's a prophetic roadmap for us in God's biblical calendar. And this is the first place we look from an Issachar point of view to say, Lord, what is the time and the season? And God is giving us that roadmap even for next year to say, Lord, you know, in your timelines, on your menu, on your calendar, what are you saying? And that gives us a roadmap for moving into 2025 to start off with, to align our faith with. So that's quite crucial. So maybe if you allow me, I just want to share.
Please, Sue, please.
Want to share that. So, you know, actually, we shifted into a new timeline on God's calendar on the 2nd of October.
Yes.
When
yes,
we moved into a new Hebrew year, 5,785. So it's 5,785 years after creation started. Mm. What does that mean for us? That means that God says this was a crossing line into a new timeline. The spiritual realm is changing. The spiritual landscape is changing. Things are shifting. And if you know what God is doing, you can align yourself with that. So I know we're shifting into 2025, which is another line that we are crossing, but God has already started the new, you know, with his timetable. And there's going to be another shift. So when we look at this Hebraic year, you know, in the Hebrew culture, every letter has a number, a corresponding yes. little picture. So it's almost like a roadmap. And God says, you know, I want you to search me out. When God gives you a dream, you say, God wants you to search him out. What is the interpretation, Lord? Well, God gives you a word. It's not always on the silver platter. So God loves for us to search him out. And he wants to reveal mysteries to us in this season. Mm. God wants to show you what has been blocking you. What is the realities and the spiritual intelligence you needed that you didn't know of? There's some different spiritual rules of engagement. I mean, God's kingdom doesn't work because you want it to work. There's spiritual rules of engagement that makes it work, yes. that makes it tick.
Yes.
And so this is quite important. So the year that we've moved into, the new Hebrew year, is 5785. So what it means is, what's quite important is, we've shifted from the 4 to the 5. So what you see is, it starts with the 5, it ends with the 5. So what the Lord is saying, 5 is the number of grace. So the Lord said, we're moving into a timeline of double grace, double grace. So in this season, it's going to be grace upon grace. What does it mean for us? It means that the Lord is saying, we need grace. What is grace? Grace is a currency of heaven, and it's undeserved favor. It's unearned favor of God. You can't earn it. It's a free gift. It's a blessing from God. It's like money. We have money on earth. Yes. Grace is a currency in heaven, which is not only undeserved favor from God. You can't deserve it. You can't work for it. But it's also divine empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
So grace, if God releases double grace, it releases divine substance, divine empowerment to do what you cannot do on your own. That can shift you. That grace, it's power that will take you from the natural operating to a supernatural way. And this empowerment comes through the driving dynamo of the Holy Spirit. So that makes sense.
Yes.
So grace is something that God is gives for free. But God says clearly in his word, I only give grace to the humble.
Wow.
But I resist the proud. So if you are saying, Lena, is there anything you need to come and humble yourself and maybe come before God and do some soul searching? Is there anything you feel you need to bring before the Lord? You get some people that says, no, I'm actually fine. Thank you so much. You know, there's nothing wrong with me. You know, that's pride speaking
like that.
Think about your generation, like people in your family, that stubbornness, stiff-neckedness, and say, I won't change. You know, I'm not going to say I'm sorry. You know, my way or the highway. And I'm not going to forgive this one. And I'm not going to. That's not going to work in this season. God says, humble yourself. Repent. Humble yourself before God. And then God says, I will hear you, heal your land. I will, you know, there's a connection between God hearing you and humility, repentance.
Mm.
And this Lord, you know, I'm at the point in my life says, God, scratch deep in me. I
do
don't care, scratch.
Do.
Alles moet uit. In
I'm
Jesus'
exactly
name.
There.
So show me. So I want to say to you, when God releases grace, it's that it's the humble. The ones that says, Lord, I am let go of my stubbornness. Listen, it's not business as usual anymore. We cannot afford to hold on to our unforgiveness, hold on to the hurt of the past, hold on to all our little things. Just say, Lord, I don't care about anything. I want to be obedient to you. I want to access what you have for me. One prayer could stand between you and redemption. One prayer can stand between you and forgiveness. That's and true. God bringing you into alignment. There's an urgency in the kingdom. There's an acceleration happening. We don't have 30, 40 years now to get through. God needs you in place because the kingdom is advancing and it's advancing fast. Mm-hmm. And you are the little piece of the puzzle that needs to fit in somewhere. Yes. And nobody else can take that. So pick up your sword. Don't say, oh, God can't use me. I've disqualified myself. There's not a thing like that. God says, if you repent, I redeem and restore you immediately. God says, I need you in place. There's something that
he
I
can't
have.
Waste time.
No. Mm-mm. God says, I've placed you in a geographical region where I've woven you into the tapestry of that region. And you are playing a role with your background, your giftings and your callings. And I need you. There's something only you can do for me.
Oh,
like your
Lord.
Thumbprint is unique, like your DNA is unique. Don't tell me I need to use somebody else. God says, I want you in place. So align yourself, come and humble yourself, get rid of compromise. One foot in the world, one foot in the kingdom. It's no more time. God doesn't want to release his powerful people that's in compromise, unholy lifestyle, compromising.
And he's going to remove. Yeah. He's going to move. And he's going to remove.
Yeah. If I have power and great power, I won't give it to somebody that is going to waste it.
Yes.
Or is going to not steward it wisely. I want to give my power to somebody that's a holy and a clean vessel, that's consecrated and dedicated to me. And we need to make a decision to say, I'm going to throw out the crutches. I'm going to throw out those things that took me away from God, that had other lovers, other affections in my life that I'm allowing to numb the pain. Yes. And break that, come fully to God. Surrender completely and ask the Holy Spirit to release grace upon me to take me into that place, bring fresh awakening in my heart, bring a fresh fire into my heart so I can serve God with completeness and hunger. So this double grace is going to be such empowerment that we're going to operate in such a supernatural way that we were not able to operate in our own human strength anymore. This is not going to be a season where you're going to operate with all your human strength and with all your things around you and all those things. We're going to have to rely 100% on God, what we say and what we do in this turbulent era.
Love it. Absolutely love it. You know, we've got a few minutes, but I actually think I'm going to take these few minutes and rather spend it on the next session because I know there is so much to share and I don't want to have to break the momentum in any way because this is so powerful and profound for me because, you know, I've listened to so many and I just know that the Lord is talking to you, prophets, because it's the same word that is being released and nobody knows about each other's ministries. God is speaking loudly this transition, which is going to be difficult. The transition and the transformation is difficult. We need to understand that because we'd like to step back and say, oh, well, this used to work for me, but it's not. God is going into a new time of really taking us into the next level. So Corinne is going to share with us as well. I know she's in the hot, really fired up here now, but we have to take a we have to do some homework and pay the bills. And we're going to take a music break right now and we'll be with you right away after this.
Amen.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Hi, everyone. I have got Anton and Corey Smith from Kingdom GPS. I mean, I could not have asked for better guests, and they're absolutely, absolutely beautiful together, and they are so in sync, and I just thought, you know, I mean, GPS for 2025. I mean, what more could I have asked for? God's timing. He was just perfect to have them on my program. Mm-hmm. And I just want to share with you, this has really been a stretching year. So much has happened. And, you know, we are so cluttered and bogged down and heavy laden. I'm just like smiling. My heart is, my spirit is just leaping at the moment. And Anton, you started, you want to finish your sharing something about 2024. So please continue.
Prophetically, the Lord was saying 2024 was the year of the door. And, you know, sometimes a door is for us a place, you know, new opportunities, new things happening. Maybe some of you were very disappointed. Mehdi's disappointed about, well, Lord, the things haven't broken through that I thought is going to break through. You know, have I missed it? Have I missed the, you know, the boat? Have I done something wrong? You know, am I staying behind? Have I shipwrecked something? And the Lord just really told us, you know, it's a door is also a place of transition from one place to another. And it's for 2024 was more a time of transition. Mm. Into 2025, it's going to be powerful. So transition is a difficult place because it's normally the one door is closing, the other one's not yet open, and the prophets overseas says it's hell in the hallway, you know, like in between. You know, you're going through hell and God is in it, you know, that type of thing. So it's pretty much, you know, if you've had in that place of transition, which is a narrow place, that is probably what 2024 was preparing you. So it was not nice, and take courage because 2025 is going to be on a different level. It's going to supersede your wildest expectations.
And I love what you actually said about the door, because sometimes we think, oh, we want big doors to open, and sometimes it's a narrow door that we have to step into through that is not so comforting. So, Corrie, I know you've got something amazing to share with us.
Yes, I think I want to. A good afternoon, Reid, and thank you so much for having us here. I think the whole first part, Anton spoke, so I haven't had the time to say good afternoon to all our listeners.
Yes,
and
yes.
Thank you for having us here. I actually want to link onto what Anton said about this year, 2024, and going through in the transition. And I feel that I want to encourage our listeners and just to say the words that Jesus told his disciples in Mark 4:35 when he said to them, he was actually making a prophetic statement when he said to them, you are going through to the other side. And the disciples didn't know. They didn't know it's a time of transition. They didn't know what was going to happen. They just knew Jesus said, take me to the other side and just know this, we're going through to the other side. Isn't it funny that after he said, we're going to the other side, that he went down to sleep? And for many of us, we feel that, you know, Jesus gave us the prophetic word and now he's gone. Where's he now? How did he go to sleep? And suddenly the winds of change started blowing, and it was the one wind.
Winds of change.
And the other wind, and the one wind, and the other winds. And within a moment, they were surrounded with a demonic storm. It was whirlwinds tossing and turning the boat, and suddenly professional fishermen got so frightened, and the enemy got into their heads again. Like we said the last time, the enemy constantly wants to get into our head, and he totally paralyzed them with fear, and he made them totally irrational, that they forgot that Jesus, who gave them the word, we're going to the other side, is with them in the boat. They had amnesia. They had amnesia that he's the one who raised the sick, who healed the people, he raised the dead, and he's with them in the boat.
They
so why are they panicking? They forgot, you know, his whole identity. And would he be with them in the boat? Come think about it. If he wasn't going to rescue them and help them, no, they got irrational. And isn't exactly what the enemy wants to do? You know, we get these incredible prophetic words, and it's time for us to transition into the new, into 2025. But suddenly, we found ourselves in a place where it's, you know, storm winds, and it's a turmoil situation that we might find ourselves in, and things don't look well. Mm. Let's be honest. What's going on in Israel? What's going on around the world? What's going on, you know, everywhere? It's turmoil and flood. And stuff going on. And you know, if you don't know where to fix your eyes, the storms of life can get you to start becoming panicky, making irrational decisions based on your current situation and not based on revelation. And you know, it's so important, you know, and what they did is they ran down to Jesus and woke Jesus up and said, Jesus, Jesus, have you forgotten? Look at the storm, we're all going to die. And is it how the enemy messes with our minds to make us think that there's no way out?
Yes.
It's exactly what he does. Exactly. He tells us your situation, there's no way out. But Jesus gave a prophetic promise for a reason. His word is yea and amen. And he will watch over it, because if he said, we're going to the other side, no demon in hell can stop us from going to the other side. No matter what the resistance is that the enemy is bringing towards you, you just don't need to partner with the fear. Don't partner with what the enemy stirs up against you. Don't partner with what he wants to do. You see, he wants to take your focus off what the promise is and start you to focus on what your current situation is. And then you base your decisions and your future on what's going on around you instead of what the prophetic word was. So the moment Jesus rose, you know, from his sleep, and he said, guys, what's going on with you? What have you forgotten? All the stuff that I've done for you in the past and for everyone around you. Didn't I say to you, we are going through to the other side? And I want to say to you, Renette, and I want to say to all our listeners, say it with me that your own mouth can hear you. We are going to the other side. We're going to 25 and we're going to access what God promised us to be, to access. And we will not allow the state of panic to infiltrate our mindsets and our behaviors and our decisions. Based on what we see, we can't allow it. And Jesus immediately took authority over the spiritual atmosphere.
Yes.
When he spoke to the wind and he says, calm down. You know, and sometimes we need to rise up and take the authority that Jesus has given us and speak into our situations and command order and command peace.
Order.
Command the order to come back. You say, Jesus is not coming down from heaven to do this. He says, I've given you delegated authority. And you need to speak what I say, because Christ in you is the hope of glory, God's word says. And Jesus said, I've given you the delegated authority to speak and to shift things and to change things. And we need to take it up and speak to the storm. And the moment Jesus took authority over his spiritual atmosphere, suddenly the wind started calming down. And suddenly there was a possibility that wasn't there 24 hours ago or a couple of minutes ago. And I believe this is a word for many of us in this situation where we look at our financial situation, you look at your current situation at work, at your health situation, and we need to rise up in the authority. Remember, God, I need to remind you, listeners, that the same power is in you that rose Jesus Christ from the grave. That same power, imagine, it's within us. And we need to rise up and speak to our circumstances and say, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy, you will change. Listen, can you remember with Ezekiel? I love that story. When the Father took Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones, I always see it in my mind. And he said to you, come here, my boy, come here, come, let me show you something. And the Father made Ezekiel walk up and down in the dry bones, through the valley of the dry bones, looking at all the dry things. What are the dry bones in your life that looks lifeless and that looks as if there's no possibility? And there was a reason why. And the Father turned to him and said, listen, my boy, listen here. Boyki, what do you see lying here? And he was clever. Ezekiel was very clever. And he said, I don't know. I don't know. And the Father said, no. Do you think these bones can live? And he said, I don't know. It's better that you say, and he turned it around. Only you know. But God challenged him because God wanted him to speak. Because God needs us to say what he say. God needs us to speak what he speaks. And the moment God said to him, now you say what I say, repeat after me, because I've given you the delegated authority. You speak it. And he said, command the bones to live. It was a prophetic decree. And suddenly there was a reaction on earth. Suddenly the earth reacted to what the Father has spoken, and an alignment came to be on earth as it was in heaven. And I want to say to our listeners, it is time that we rise up and speak to things, that they come into alignment, that there will be a rattling and a shaking on the earth, so that things can start looking like what it looks like in heaven, and that there will be a manifestation, and that the dead things in your life will start coming alive, so that you can go through into 25 and crossing over into your prophetic promises that the Father said to you.
Yes, Lord.
Wow.
I'm telling you now, that is just so powerful, because we are so carnally minded, and the fact that we have to speak what he says is not limiting him.
Amen.
And that is exactly what we need to believe, because at these times we are so so easy just to limit God, and it's not the time now. This is where we need to trust Him, believe in His Word, and let the Holy Spirit just execute it through us. We're going to have to take a... I cannot believe that was 10 minutes. It was just powerful. Wonderful. Wonderful stuff that God is doing through us this afternoon. And I just hope you're feeling so encouraged and empowered and with a new zeal for 2025. I am definitely feeling it in the studio this afternoon. We're going to quickly slip into a music break, but let's get back as quick as possible. And Anton and Kari are just going to come and minister to us in the last session, just encouraging us and telling us how do we get ourselves ready for and expectant for what God has got planned for us in this 2025. Family and friends, are you excited for 2025, because I am on fire at the moment. I have Anton and Kari Smith from Kingdom GPS. We couldn't have asked for a better couple to end the year with us and speak into the new year. They are really giving us God's GPS for the new season that we're all stepping into. And we know we can just take back and look at 2024 and say, yes, we learned and we've been and persevered and we've stuck it out and we've got something amazing happening in 2024, and that we just need to turn back to Him. This is a time to turn back.
Yeah, amen.
Turn back to Him. Turn back to Him, and you're going to be okay for whatever comes in the future. So, Anton, you have got so much that you want to share with us, so please go ahead.
Yeah, listen, this is an appointed time on God's calendar. The Bible says there's an appointed time for you, a date for you when you don't give up and faint, that you can have. You can just hang on. There's no other, really other conditions. So the enemy would really want people to faint in their faith, give up, you know, and just fall away, put down their swords and just say, you know, I can't anymore. But God is saying, no, you can have an overcoming testimony, because your testimony is going to carry power. And when you share it with other people, there's going to be such an anointing to break people loose because of what God has done for you. So please, your breakthrough depends on other, your breakthrough is other people's breakthrough. So you can't afford to give up. Just hang on there. God is about to do something amazing by the power of His Holy Spirit in 2025. And like I've said, it's going to be a season of double grace, which means double empowerment, where God is going to release so much power in the spiritual realm to shift you from your natural situation to a supernatural place. And it's not because of anything you do, but because of God's empowerment, because God is going to get the glory in this season.
Yes, Lord.
Listen, this is going to be so, it's all about walking by faith in this season and not by sight, like never before, putting your hand in God's hand and allowing His grace of God to multiply in your life. And to advance you supernaturally. There's no other way how this is going to be. And I told you that because, you know, we look at God's prophetic timeline to see what God is doing in 2025. And we've shifted in October to the new prophetic, new Hebrew year 5785. When you add those digits, it adds up to 25.
What?
So God is actually aligning His biblical calendar, His prophetic calendar with our Gregorian calendar, with the 25-25. Can you see? This is going to be, God is up to something. I tell you, so it's not going to be a time of double grace, but this letter 5, at the end, in the Hebrew alphabet, they call it the letter hey. Like I tell you, hey, come here, hey. And when you say hey, your breath really pushes out to be able to articulate this word. And this word has also got a picture in the Hebrew language, which is quite important. I mean, you look at the picture, it's actually of a man with his hands raised in the air. And it looks like somebody praising God when you look at the picture. Or they're also saying it's looking like somebody that says, look, behold, here it is. The manifestation is here. Come and have a look. It suddenly arrived. I'm holding the thing that I've been trusting for. Where my faith was the placeholder, now at last, I have a manifestation. So I want to say to you, God is saying that we can expect in this new season, God is telling us in 2025, it will be a season of action, a season of turnaround, and manifestation.
Amen. That is so powerful. And it's so, you know, it is so comforting to know that we have, that He is in charge, you know, and that He has got direction for us and that we are going to be okay. You know, we need to get people saved in this time.
Absolutely.
So that they can also be okay.
Amen. Amen.
So, Kari, I know that you've also got a word for us, and I know you're on a hot seat right there now. Please share.
I really believe, if I want to encourage our listeners that, listen, do not give up hope. I believe that 2025 is a year where God's going to reposition you and give you an opportunity. The Lord showed us there's going to be a window of opportunity that will reposition you to step into the greatest season of what the Father has for you in this year. And you know, like we said, and I know that 2024 was really a year where a lot of people said it's a year of the door, because the four is a door. Yes. And that's the truth. The four is a door. And many times the door is a place of transition, going from the one place into the other place.
That's it.
All right. Mm. Not necessarily only opportunities. Mm. But this year, the Lord
letting
is saying,
well.
Yes, this year, the Lord is saying there will be a window of opportunity opening up to you, for you have transitioned out of the old and you've stepped over into the new, trusting me, holding on to me. And now watch what I'm going to do as I bring that window of opportunity to you, so that I can manifest my grace, my power, and my glory through you.
Yeah, Corey, it's so interesting that you talk about window, because also the second part of the revelation, the number five in the Hebrew alphabet, is a picture of a window with the wind of God, the breath of God, the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing through
that
the window
powerful.
On us. So God is not only saying double grace, God is saying the number five, that letter hey, is signifying the breath of God, the wind of the Holy Spirit, the new wind of God, the Spirit of Ruach HaKodesh, breath of God starting to blow over us. And this will bring acceleration that you need to move forward in the new season, together with the hand of God that's coming down to help you, will release the supernaturally in your life. So God is releasing breakthrough and turnaround to humble servants of God in this season.
People
humble. And you will also see, listen to this, you will see hopeless situations miraculously turned around because of the breath of God and the hand of God. But the Lord is saying to us, you know, this Hebrew year 5785, the two fives meaning the double grace, the number 80 in this number of 5785, the 80, the picture of that in Hebrew language is a mouth. And God is saying, what we need to know is that the mouth, together with the wind and the breath of God, is powerful. Because God is saying, you must say what I'm saying in this season. I want my word and your breath must come through the mouth that will come. If you are speaking into the atmosphere, which is not as if it were, and you're speaking what you want to see, you want to prophesy into the future what you want me to do, and your words create, because words are at the power of life and death in them. And God says, I've made you in my image to speak and create with your words. So your words, there's a greater emphasis on your words in this season. And God is saying, remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What is coming out of your mouth? Is it swearing? Is it foul language? Is it anger? Is it resentment? What is going on in your heart? And the Lord is saying, search yourself out and bring those things before me, because from your mouth must come only life. And the breath of God is going to come through that mouth. It's going to create manifestation, what you are speaking for, because your words create. God says, speak to your mountain and it will be cast into the sea. Mountains being impossibilities, difficulties. So you start speaking. And you declare and decree and proclaim what God is saying right now to create on earth as it is in heaven, and there will be manifestation. So this is what you have to do. What are you saying?
What are you saying? Praise the Lord. You know, I just want to really thank you for being there this afternoon. Just give us an indication of where we can go on to finding. I know I'm following you on Facebook, that I do very, very, very fervently. So just share with us how we can get hold of you and where we can plug in. So please, Anton.
We are on Kingdom GPS. We're on social media. Yes. And we are on YouTube channel. Subscribe to our Kingdom GPS social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, all those TikToks, all those things
yes.
That's
working for everybody.
That's working for everybody.
Young and old.
We're over 50, so yeah, we're just using probably one or two of them, but I'm just joking. No, we're there. We have physical services. We have a church, an apostolic prophetic church with a marketplace relevance that we have, Kingdom GPS services Sunday afternoons, 5 o'clock. So watch on YouTube where you can connect with us. And I want to encourage you in this season. You know, the Lord is saying he's going to give you the new, but there's going to be spiritual warfare.
Yes.
And this number seven in this year is a sword, and there's going to be spiritual warfare around you. You have to go and do spiritual warfare. But God says he's going to give you greater victory, and he's going to give you victory and turn around in the midst of the battle.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Use your weapons, powerful weapons that God has given you. Pick up those weapons and do what God has called you to, because you're going to get the harvest through warfare.
Yes. Amen. May the Lord just continuously use you mightily.
Yes.
And as you travel all over the world and just carry on doing the amazing work that you are doing. You are the most beautiful, in sync, in, you know, Holy Spirit-filled couple I've had in a long time. And I'm just so privileged and honored to have had you here this afternoon. And I'm just so, may the Lord just continuously use
Amen.
You
Amen.
Mightily for
you.
His glory and his kingdom.
Amen.
And may you just go from success to success,
Amen.
From glory to glory.
Amen.
Upwards and forwards from this year onwards, and let him just take you, spread your wings, and use you all over where you need to be placed. And thank you for being here with us this afternoon. And family and friends, I wish the same for you. I ask that the Lord will just come underneath you. His Spirit will just come and give you wind beneath your wings, that you can go into the new year feeling set free from everything that burdened you. The Lord said in the psalm, saying that his joy will not and his time will not be burdensome. It will be a delight for us to serve him in these times. So we're just going to take that, and we're going to go into a time of joy. Love your family, celebrate them, reconcile, repent, forgive. I can tell you now, forgive is a physical healing. I've been through it myself in this year, where I've been physically healed from a time of unforgiveness that I actually didn't even, has been probably hidden in my life for the last 35 years. And it just, God just in a moment healed me from a physical ailment, because I had some unforgiveness, which I did not even know I carried.
Mm-hmm.
So go and soul search. Spend time with the Lord that he can reveal to you where you need to make some changes. And don't put limits on him. He is our almighty, unlimited God that will never change and will never let you down, even though we fail him a million times. Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
It's a big pleasure.
Cannot wait to have you. I wish I could take you in my pocket and take you home with
me. We can make a plan.
Well, you can take me in your pocket and take me
out
wherever you travel. It's
going
to be exciting. But God, family and friends out there, just have a good time and be together and speak Jesus. Be bold and just acknowledge him wherever you go.
And be agents of reconciliation.
Reconciliation.
And hope.
And be, watch out whose table you're sitting at. Rather let them sit at your table where you know our King is the head of the table.
Amen.
Amen.
So, yeah. So God bless you out there, and have a wonderful, wonderful 2025.
Amen. Amen.